This is Mike Johnson with the download edition of the World Business Report Wall Street Update for Wednesday, March the 4th. Falling oil prices are forcing some of the world's big energy companies to become a little less ambitious. ExxonMobil of the United States has become the latest to confirm that it's cutting investment in new exploration because of cheaper oil. That was one factor behind another New York share trading day when sellers outnumbered buyers. Here's Doug McIntyre at the financial website 24/7 Wall Street.
The sentiment was pretty negative. A great deal of it had to do with oil, obviously not unusual. A lot of activity, ISIL activity in countries where there is oil production. Exxon finally today followed the rest of the industry and said they would cut spending on exploration. So, you know, now everybody's done that. The assumption is that oil's not going to go to 100. But, of course, the more these guys cut their budgets, the more the oil market says, well, that may not happen today. It may not move oil today, but it will move it in 2 or 3 months. So you now have oil being driven up ahead of the effects of these decisions. So Middle East problems, Exxon decision, oil starts to move up, and people worry about oil prices again.
How significant is it, do you think, that Exxon, obviously a big, big oil company globally, but obviously particularly in the United States, how significant is it that it is cutting back on spending? Because plenty of other companies have said that already, haven't they?
Once Exxon does it, there's a safe way to believe that all the public companies do that. It's harder for the market to tease out what the countries controlling their own oil companies will do. Don't know what China or Russia will do, but in terms of the privately traded, not owned by nations, oil stocks and oil companies, you're seeing all of them making this decision.
And there was news on the employment situation in the United States today as well for investors to react to.
Yeah, ADP, which tracks employment every month, said that new jobs in the private sector have gone up by over 200,000 people again last month. That's usually a pretty good predictor of the unemployment data that comes out at the end of the week. So I think that economists are looking for a 300,000-plus job addition, which would really be, it would show that the recovery at this point is almost on fire.
And the unemployment rate is predicted to slip down to 5.6% from 5.7%. And that's a number that the American Central Bank looks at pretty closely when it thinks about moving interest rates, moving them up in this case.
It is, but there's an interesting wrinkle to that. The unemployment rate is also affected by the number of people in the workforce. If unemployment goes up a little in terms of rate, it's not necessarily bad. It means that enough people have become confident enough to come back into the labor force.
That was Doug McIntyre. Well, the Dow finished the day down 0.6% at 18,096. Earlier, London's main share index, that was up 0.4% at 6,919. Confirmation that April New York light crude oil, that was just over a dollar higher at $51.6 a barrel. And that's all for this Wall Street Update.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and debate, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcasts. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/BBC World Biz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/BBC Business.